This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the Slam Dunk.
So it was late afternoon when Mum rang me to tell me she had been gifted $300,000. I said, okay, how? She said she'd been talking to her mate up north, whom she hadn't seen or heard from for about 5 years, but she'd got in touch to say that she'd been dealing with this nice group of concerned and well-meaning citizens of New Zealand who'd gifted her $300,000 for living well and living a good life. As long as you just deposit $20,000 in advance to them, they'll give you $300,000 the next day. I said, this sounds great, Mum. She said, yeah, and I think I'll give you and your sisters $100,000 each. I then asked two questions. How did they receive the money? Has she received the money? And what happened? Mum said these men just turned up in cars with briefcases and handed over $300,000. I said, wow. Where again does she live, Mum? Oh, yep. So she names the place. It's remote as hell in the far north. So I stop her there and I said, what is it for? Oh, for being law-abiding and for being a good citizen. Well, what have you done? Oh, well, I've just paid $18,000 as the deal was going to expire, says Mum. She's still on the line and we're looking at each other. She's on the Facebook Messenger. Her friend has now said bye. I said, how much have you paid? $18,000. Don't do a thing. So I race across to Mum's within 7 minutes. This is when I wasn't living there. I race across to Mum. But I get there and ask to see the exchange that she had. She wasn't talking to her. It was an exchange on Facebook Messenger. And immediately I say, so you never spoke to her? She goes, no. I said, Mum, look at this language. Look at the text. They can't spell. They're nervous and they're pressuring you. Look at this. You went down the rabbit hole, Mum. This is a scam. Mum was ghostly white. Lost 3 kilos on the spot. Wouldn't that be nice? It just dawned on her that she'd been scammed. Almost $20,000. I told her to ring the BNZ and get a stop on the funds. She did that immediately. They got them just in time, the funds. They stopped them from going further. The Facebook started up again from this guy. Where are the funds? Hello, you there? They were getting really aggressive. Within minutes, they confirmed they'd get the money back and Mum got the money back about, I don't know, must have been a few days later. But her confidence was rattled, and to this day she refuses to deal with much online. Her innocent view of the internet had been shattered in one of the worst things to ever happen to her. She clammed up, and she stayed pretty low for weeks. No one was arrested, no one knew who it was, but it was one hell of a fright for my mother. This is just a warning, these things are out there, don't go down rabbit holes, be aware of who you're dealing with, what you're dealing with. Is that really your best friend, or is it someone who's taken over their Facebook Messenger? Just be aware, look for strange things.